VOA News, I'm Tommy McNeil. The United States says that it will never allow Iran to develop a nuclear weapon after Tehran announced that it had exceeded the limit on its stockpile of low-enriched uranium it agreed to in the 2015 International Accord restraining its nuclear weapons development. The White House said in a statement Monday that Iran should be held to a standard of no uranium enrichment and said the United States will continue its pressure on Iran. Statement said maximum pressure on the regime will continue until its leaders alter their course of action. Earlier Monday, Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif told the semi-official news agency ISNA Iran has crossed the 300-kilogram limit, which curtailed its stockpile of uranium enriched up to 3.67%. The United Nations Atomic Watchdog Agency confirmed Monday that Iran had exceeded the limits imposed by the deal. Congressional Democrats have toured Texas border facilities as news emerged about a secret Facebook group for Border Patrol agents that includes racist and violent content. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Members of Congress visit an immigration detention center and two Border Patrol stations in the El Paso area. Texas Democrat Congressman Joaquin Castro says immigration and Border Patrol have a long way to go in improving conditions.
The system is still broken and that people's human rights are still being abused.
ProPublica reports a closed Facebook page made up of current and former Border Patrol members included sexist posts and comments mocking migrant deaths.
There are many within CBP who become desensitized to the point of being dangerous to the migrants in their care.
Border Patrol head Carla Provost says any employee violating standards will be held accountable. I'm Tim McGuire.
More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. The economy is solid, but President Trump is not seeing much of a bump in support as a result of this. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani explains why.
The president's getting mixed reviews in an AP NORC Center for Public Affairs research poll. Nearly two-thirds of respondents say the economy's good, but just 47% approve of how he's handling it. The skepticism could hurt his reelection bid. Wisconsin farmer Ryan Brigham is struggling, but says the president's still his guy.
It's going to come around.
Houston neuroscientist Christelle Bastidas not so sure. She says the Trump economic boost isn't for her.
So far it's been, I hear, very good for billionaires.
And says any credit for a stable economy goes to the Obama administration. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Hong Kong's embattled leader has condemned the protesters who swarmed into the legislature and vandalized the main chamber. Carrie Lam noted that the two different protests took place, a generally orderly march that reflected Hong Kong's inclusiveness and another using violence. She has come under criticism for trying to change extradition laws to allow suspects to be sent to China for trial. At least two army tanks have arrived in Washington ahead of a 4th of July celebration that President Donald Trump says will include military hardware. An Associated Press photographer says the two M1A1 Abrams tanks are with four other military vehicles on a freight train in a rail yard at the southeastern edge of Washington. Mr. Trump told reporters Monday that the tanks will be stationed outside the 4th of July celebration, but he's not given details on how they will be utilized. Members of the Los Angeles Angels professional baseball team are reeling following the death of the starting pitcher Tyler Skaggs. He was found dead Monday at only 27 years old. We get more from AP correspondent Mike Young.
We're going to have a great 4th of July.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim suffered yet another devastating loss as starting pitcher Tyler Skaggs was found dead Monday afternoon at his hotel room in Texas. Police do not suspect foul play in Skaggs' death, and they have ruled out suicide, but they do not yet know the circumstances of how this all happened. It's unknown if the two teams will play Tuesday night or not. Tyler Skaggs was a mere 27 years old. Mike Young, Arlington, Texas.
And Turkish Cypriot officials say that a stray Russian-made missile fell just outside of Nicosia Sunday during Israeli airstrikes on Syria. The missile landed about 12 kilometers from the capital. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It's VOA.
All the hits and more right here on VOA 1.